Transition Awareness Breathing. Feeling grounded for both children and parents is essential for healthy living and learning. Join Eartha Powell on this series for tips and tools for creating a harmonious environment for learning. Transition Awareness Breathing will help you and your child find an individualized path to tackle change, promote lifelong learning, and discover new approaches to calmness.
Hi, everyone. This is a great practice after we have spent some time in quiet and being alone. And so first, we're going to notice our breath. The breath is, I think, one of the most important parts of mindfulness. Remembering to notice the movement of the body, of our bodies, when we breathe in and when we blow out. And as we're breathing in and blowing out, also reflect on what you're feeling, what thoughts are coming into your mind. Because thoughts will come and go. We're not isolating ourselves. As the thoughts come, there may be distracting thoughts. Those will pass. Continue to focus in on your breath and the movement of your body. Your breath is your anchor. As you are breathing, you can do the mindful breath, just focusing in on the temperature changes of your breath when you breathe in and when you blow out. With this mindful breath, you're not counting. You're noticing the movements of your body. And later we'll go into some of the explanations of the difference between the mindful breath and the relaxation breath. But this is what we're doing after we spend our time of quietness, or even while we're spending our time of quietness, we're noticing our breath. And although you hear music and you see a visual going on, the best part of the quiet practice is without music and without any visuals, but for the sake of teaching and making this a little bit interesting, I added some music and some visuals, so I hope you don't mind. As you're moving through and you're doing your breath, feel welcome to do a body scan if you are able to. Now, the reason why I say if you're able to, because you may be having your quiet time in a place where you're not, yes, it's not available. You may not be able to like get in the most comfortable position or for the sake of time. When we do our body scan, it's recommended you start from the tips of your toes, paying attention to each body part, the movements, the tensions, allowing any distracting thoughts they will like fade, just like clouds. And as you're doing the body scan, paying attention to each part of your leg, then your arms, your tummy, your shoulders, and just letting the whole body, paying attention to sensations and letting your body just melt. You're also focused on your breath. And as you focus on your breath, you may feel lifted. You may feel relaxed. You may feel a sense of joy. Enjoy and appreciate the feelings where you're at. And that's the awareness and the mindfulness of now. It's not waiting for a vacation. It's not waiting to go somewhere to relax. This is a time you are changing your environment and you're bringing calmness right where you are at right now. As you breathe, you blow out, and you're breathing in, and you're allowing your mind to take in that calmness. This is your zone. You have brought calmness into your environment. Congratulations. I'm going to just give you some time to practice. And then towards the end, the last part of this session, I'll go into the rationales and things like that of the breath, the mindful breath and the relaxation breath. Enjoy your practice. Hi, welcome back. Today we're going to talk about breathing. Earlier, we went through some
just the mechanics of what mindfulness breathing is and what relaxation breathing is. And so I would like to share a little bit more information about the breath. One thing that I thought was very interesting is research has shown when we do that relaxation breathing, where we're counting, and I encourage you to start small, breathe in for a count of 4 and blow out for a count of 6, that breath really decreases stress, it decreases cortisol levels, which increases relaxation. Blood pressures decrease, and when we are more relaxed, we see things, our perspective changes. The mindfulness breath is, a type of mindfulness breath, what I'm referring to, is when we take a nice breath in our nose and out our mouth, that increases our cognitive concentration. I thought that was interesting. So, you know, I want to wake up in the morning and I'm really foggy because I have a really great sleep, and I want to get started. I take a deep breath in and blow it out. I might say, do another deep breath in and blow it out, and it really works. So I encourage you to practice the mindfulness breath and then practice the relaxation breath and see if you can tell the difference. Practice makes your skills, you get become more confident, and we're not looking for perfect. We're looking for increased practice, increased awareness, and increased relaxation, because we're working on getting down to our calmness and strengthening that calmness and being aware of distractors so that we can let those distractors pass. Let's do one session of the mindfulness breath, and then we'll do one session of the relaxation breath. For the mindfulness breath, you're going to just breathe in through your nose, blow out through your mouth, and you're just going to pay attention to the movements of your body as you breathe. It's like an awareness of your body, body awareness. Okay? Ready? Begin. And may I mention, as you're doing your breathing, you can close your eyes, or you can kind of have them lightly open in a gaze, find a focal point, whatever's comfortable for you. End of practice. Now let's try the relaxation breath one more time. I'm going to breathe in, blow out. Breathe in, blow out. End of exercise. Did that in less than 5 minutes. Try to practice it a couple of times a week and see if it makes any changes in your day. I look forward to talking to you again in our next session.
Be sure and pick up a copy of Eartha's new book, Tab Mindfulness, Awareness and Coloring Activities in a Pandemic World. It's not just an ordinary coloring book. It features 23 illustrations to stimulate thought, relaxation, and creativity for anyone between the ages of 4 and 94. Increase your positive self-talk energy. Unlock new creative paths. Transform your time once or twice a week to create beautiful art while strengthening confidence, building positive self-talk, and sensitize self-awareness. Tab Mindfulness, Awareness and Coloring Activities in a Pandemic World. It's available now at Amazon.com.